Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Connie Kendall. And I'd like you to join us for a time of wonder and excitement and all kinds of other fun stuff. Are you ready? Well, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey. How's that? Did I say it right?
Hey, Alex.
Hi, Wooten.
Okay, the number one thing you need to remember, Wooten, speed. Speed is everything at Speedy Package Express.
Got it.
Wooten, I'm going to have to let you go.
Okay, let me go where?
You're fired.
Fired?
I hate that recording. Nick was supposed to be here 15 minutes ago.
Want me to go outside and see if he's coming?
What good'll that do? Even if you see him, he'll still be late.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what does he think? The whole world will wait on him until he feels like making an appearance?
I think I'll go outside to see if he's coming.
Oh, hey, Alex.
Hi, Wooten. Be right back.
Hey, Connie.
Hi, Wooten. You can leave the mail on the counter. I should call Whit.
So, how are you today, Connie?
Not too good. I'm supposed to be at the Timothy Center, but Nick hasn't shown up yet to relieve me. Come on, Whit, answer the phone.
We're sorry, but the cellular customer you're calling is either unavailable or has traveled outside of the calling area.
I hate that recording.
Oh, yeah? Which one was it?
What?
Which recording was it? Because I don't mind, though. We're sorry your call did not go through one so much, but that one with the number you're calling has been disconnected is really lousy, because then you don't even know how to reach who you're calling. So which was it?
What which was it? You know, I'm going to have to close down the shop. There's nobody to work the counter, and I got to go.
I can do it.
Do what?
Watch the shop if you need me to.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, if the U.S. government can trust me to deliver the mail, then you shouldn't have a problem trusting me with the shop.
Well, it isn't that I don't trust you.
Then I'll stay, at least until Nick gets here anyway.
But don't you have mail to deliver?
Oh, don't worry about it. I got it covered.
Well, Nick should be here any minute. I guess you could fill in for a while. All right, you're in charge.
Cool.
Thanks for doing this, Wooten. I owe you one.
Oh, that's what friends are for.
Oh, sorry, Alex.
There's still no sign of Nick.
That's okay. Wooten's in charge until he gets here. I gotta go. See ya.
Wooten?
Yeah?
You're in charge?
Yep.
Oh.
Is that too cool or what?
Totally!
You crank up the tunes and I'll start the first game of Hangman.
Okay, but I'm picking the topic.
Oh, fair enough.
Favorite cartoon characters.
You have just sealed your doom.
So you're saying that it was Power Boy's own fault he lost his superpowers?
That's right.
That can't be right. It was the Dark Invader who took the powers from him and held him captive.
Yeah, that happened in issue 72.
Actually, he lost his powers in issue 73, but it's a common mistake because it was a two-part story that began in issue 72.
So how was it Power Boy's fault then?
Well, Dr. Ichabodia warned him not to try the new power suit yet because the protective shield needed boosting, right?
Right.
Right, so it's his own fault. And you know what? This story actually teaches us a bit about the Christian life, if you think about it.
You need to go easier on the chocolate syrup there, Wooten. It's affecting your brain.
Well, you're just jealous because I have one. Let's see if I can use my own cerebral powers to explain. You know how in the Bible God warns us about certain things to avoid and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, we don't always listen. Sometimes things look too tempting and we go after them and we get hurt in the end. Then we try to blame others or even God for the trouble that we got into.
Okay.
See? I know what I'm talking about, huh? Now, who wants to see me make a chocolate milkshake in less than a minute without using my hands?
I do.
Okay, here goes. Alex, make me a milkshake and make it fast. Hey, hi, Whit.
Hello, Wooten. What do you do? Where's Connie?
Oh, she had to be at the Timothy Center.
Okay, where's Nick?
Oh, don't know. Haven't heard a word from him. Hey, 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 kiddo, that's U.S. mail you're wiping your mouth with. That's a federal offense, I think.
Oops, sorry.
The napkins are over there.
Well, I certainly appreciate you volunteering to help out. I guess it goes above and beyond the duties of a normal mailman.
Yep, so I guess it's good that I ain't normal.
You can say that again.
Mr. Rose?
Come in, Wooten.
Yeah, sorry to bother you and stuff, but I finished my mail route and I was going to check out, only I couldn't find my time card.
Mm-hmm. I've got it right here.
Oh, thanks. I was looking everywhere for it. Where'd you find it?
Actually, I didn't find it. I took it because I wanted to make sure I saw you before you went home.
Oh, that's nice. I miss talking to you, too. So, how have you been?
Well, not too good.
Oh, arthritis acting up again? Hey, have you been trying that cream stuff I got you?
My arthritis is just fine.
Oh, good. Then what's the problem? You know I'm always eager to help.
Well, that's the problem.
What is?
That you're always eager to help. Do you have any idea what time it is?
No, but if you let me punch out with my time card, I could show you.
It's 6 p.m.
Wow, shouldn't you be home for dinner?
Oh, yes, I should be home for dinner, but I'm not. I'm late because you're late.
Oh, I'm sure sorry, Mr. Rose. I had a small emergency that required a detour for a few hours. You see, Connie had to go down to...
That's enough. These detours of yours are interfering with your ability to perform your job. I mean, look at this. These are the detours you've taken in just the past month.
Wow, you kept a list?
On the 17th of this month, you were late because you were helping Mrs. Mashinsky mow her lawn.
Yeah, well, the thing
On the 22nd, you delayed your route in order to help Mr. Aiken wash dogs at his pet shop.
Yeah, but that was work-related.
How could that be work-related?
Well, Mr. Aiken sent out all those dog wash coupons to everybody in town, but it was for one day only, and he wasn't expecting such a huge turnout.
And how is that your fault?
I delivered the coupons.
Oh, Wooten, I'm going to have to let you go.
Okay, let me go where?
You're fired.
Fired?
I hate to do it. I like you, but the rules are that once you get 3 written warnings on your 4th violation, you're out.
But Mr. Rose...
I'm sorry. Rules are rules.
Oh, well, that's okay, Mr. Rose. Do you still want me to come over and work on your car?
I think it'd be best if you forgot about that. I can work on my car myself. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Take care.
Yeah, okay then. I'll be seeing you around, I guess. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Wow, look at these receipts. Wooten sure had a lot of sales yesterday.
Yeah, the place was full when I got here. And the way the kids were surrounding him, you'd have thought he was giving away free toys.
Oh, speaking of toys, look what I got for Wooten as a thank you for covering for us.
What is that?
It's the latest Smiley Meal toy from Burger World. He collects them. This one just came out today.
He collects Smiley Meal toys?
Yeah, any kind of toy.
Huh.
Hi there, Mr. Whitaker. I've got your mail for you.
Oh, thanks, Ed. Oh, is Wooten off today?
Didn't you hear? Wooten got fired.
Fired?
Yeah, I guess he had a tendency to get sidetracked from his route, and the boss had enough of it, so he fired him.
Oh, no!
Yeah, it's a shame. He was a good guy. Well, I better get back on the road. See ya.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Ed.
This is all my fault. I'm the one who asked him to stay.
Well, maybe I could talk to his boss and explain the situation.
Oh, could you? I feel so bad.
I'll be back later. Wooten?
Maybe.
It's Whit. I'd like to come in and talk with you for a moment, if you don't mind.
Oh, hey, that'd be great.
But I still can't let you in without the secret knock.
I don't know the secret knock.
Oh, it's easy, Whit. You just knock 5 times fast, and then I knock 2 times back, and then I let you in. Try it.
Okay.
Good job. Come on in, Whit. It's great to see you.
Oh, thanks, Wooten. Oh, my.
What?
Looks like a toy store exploded in here.
It does?
Well, it exploded in an organized fashion, of course.
Oh, pretty cool, huh? Yeah, I'm a neat freak and a toy geek. Seldom do the two go together, but I guess I'm the exception.
I take it you've been collecting toys since you were a kid?
No. Not really. See, I never got any toys when I was a kid because, well, just because.
So, what about the records hanging from the ceiling there?
Oh, yeah, I like the shape, so I thought if I covered them with glitter and hung them from the ceiling, they'd look pretty cool. You should see them spin when the fan is on. Yeah, the kids help me decorate. So, what can I do for you, Whit?
Actually, it's something I'd like to do for you.
Cool. Okay, shoot.
I understand that you were let go from your job at the post office yesterday.
Yeah. What a bummer, huh?
Yeah. And, well, I can't help but think that it was partially due to you helping out at Wit's End.
Oh, no, no, that's not the reason. Well, I mean, it is, but it isn't. See, if it wasn't that, it would have been something else eventually. It just happened that I got fired the day that I helped out at Wit's End, that's all.
Well, I took the liberty of going down to explain the situation to your boss, with the hopes that he'd give you your job back.
Really? Wow, that was pretty cool of you.
Well, Mr. Rose took the liberty of turning my suggestion down.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, don't feel bad about it. I sure appreciate the thought.
Well, I'm glad you don't mind my interfering, because now I have something else to tell you.
Oh, okay.
I got you a new job, if you want it.
A new job?
Well, it's very similar to your old one, delivering packages for Speedy Package Express. I have a friend there, and he was more than happy to hire you.
Those are the guys who get to wear the hats with the lightning rods on them, right?
Right. Now, all you have to do is show up there at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and they'll start training you right away.
I don't know what to say, Whit. This is probably the nicest thing anybody ever did for me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Wooten. By the way, Connie asked me to give this to you as a thank you for helping her out.
Wow, it's the Smiley Meal Power Boy toy. These aren't even supposed to be out yet. I can't believe this. It's starting to feel like Christmas around here. First a job, now a toy. What's next? Fresh licorice?
I'm glad you're pleased. Well, I need to get going.
Wow, okay. Thanks for dropping by, and maybe next time you can stay a while longer.
All right. Do I have to do the secret knock to get out?
Oh, wait, don't be silly. There's no knock to get out. You have to use the slide.
The slide?
Oh, sure, right through here.
I have to go down the slide, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of a house rule.
Well, okay.
Okay, have a nice ride.
Well, goodbye, Woot!
I think it needs another coat of wax.
Okay, the number one thing you need to remember, Wooten, speed. Speed is everything at Speedy Package Express.
Got it.
So why don't you go ahead and load up those packages and hit the road.
All right. Hey, look at this package. It's got stickers all over it, and somebody even colored a picture.
Yeah,
that's a nice package. Who do you think it's to?
Look, I don't know. Our job is simply to deliver them and to do it lightning fast.
I'll bet you it's from Mrs. Randolph's granddaughter in Kansas. Mm. She's very artistic, you know, and today is Mrs. Randolph's birthday.
Yeah, that's nice. Now just load the packages.
Hey, look there. I was right. It's to Mrs. Randolph, and it came from Kansas. Ooh. Boy, is she going to be happy.
Yeah, well, I bet you'll be happy if she gets it sometime today.
I'm sure she will.
Remember, if you want to keep this job, you have to be lightning fast.
Lightning fast. Got it.
Right. Okay. Good luck, Wooten.
Yeah, thanks, Kay. Oh, boy. A lot of packages. If I was Power Boy, I could deliver them all in under a minute. But I'm not. What a dilemma. I better just hurry up and get going.
Wooten, is that you?
It sure is, Mrs. Randolph. I got a package for you.
Why, where on earth have you been? You know, I haven't seen you here in 3 days.
Oh, yeah, I got a new job working for Speedy Package Express now.
Well, I sure do miss seeing you every day, honey. Oh, look at that package. You wait right here a second while I fetch my glasses.
No, wait. I just need you to sign for this.
Why, Wooten, what seems to be the big hurry today?
Well, I have to deliver these packages lightning fast, that's all. And I got a lot more to deliver yet. Sign here, please.
Now, you know I never sign anything without reading it first.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, go ahead and read it then.
Well, as soon as I find my glasses...
No, wait! Here, I'll read it to you so it'll be faster. This is to certify that this package arrived unharmed and some other stuff. Now sign here.
Okay, now, let me get my pen.
I have a pen.
But this isn't my special pen. So you set still and let me fetch it.
Okay.
Why don't you come in and tell me how you've been while I look for it, okay?
Well, I really can't, Mrs. Randolph. See, I'm in a hurry and I have to get these packages delivered.
Oh, here are my glasses. Oh, look. It's for my granddaughter in Kansas.
Yeah.
Today is my birthday, you know.
Oh, sure, yeah. Of course I know it's your birthday. Sign right there.
Well, now, aren't you going to sing me your birthday song?
Oh, Mrs. Randolph.
Pretty please.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Today is your birthday. Happy birthday. Today is your birthday. Happy birthday, hey.
Well, you didn't do the dance.
Oh, Mrs. Randolph.
Oh, now, birthdays only come once a year, you know. That's why they're so special.
Oh, okay. If you take the clipboard and sign your name, I'll be happy to do the dance for you.
It's a deal. Hand it here.
Okay, here it goes. Today is your birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Today is your birthday. Happy birthday. Hey!
Oh, Wharton, you just gave a whole new meaning to doing the splits. By the way, my grandson has Power Boy boxers, too.
Mrs. Randolph.
Oh, hello, Wick.
Oh, hi, Thomas. Are you busy?
Well, you know how it is around here. We gotta be on our toes to be lightning fast.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just wanted to ask you how Wooten Bassett is doing.
Well, he seemed to be doing just great.
Oh, good.
In fact, I never saw a person happier about quitting a job.
He quit?
Yep, sure did.
I don't understand.
Sorry. I have another call coming in, and I need to answer it lightning fast.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead. Thanks again, though, Thomas.
Yeah, my pleasure. Speedy Package Express, we're lightning fast.
Hey, Whit, come on in. I was just making a popsicle cake. You want a slice?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about something. I spoke with Thomas.
Oh, yeah, Whit, I'm real sorry about that. You know, it was really great of you to get me that job. It just wasn't for me.
Oh.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I meant to call you and explain right after I made my decision, but I had to change my pants. And then I went and told my boss that I quit, and then I went straight over to Mrs. Randolph's house to open birthday presents.
Oh, it's your birthday?
Oh, no, it's hers. She's 82 today and still as feisty as ever. That's why I quit.
You quit because Mrs. Randolph is feisty?
No, I quit because I care more about people than I care about any job. Speedy Package Express just wanted to get the packages to people in time, and, well, basically all I wanted was to be with people.
Oh, Wooten, I had no idea.
Yeah. You see, I spent enough time alone when I was growing up because. And if you want to know the truth, I don't even need the money. But there's one thing I do need, and that's people.
Well, then maybe I have another idea.
Oh, yeah? What?
How would you like to work for me?
What?
I'd like you to come work for me at Wit's End. That is, if you're interested.
Really?
Sure. You'd be around people a lot. And the kids love you. What do you think?
Wooten, is that you under there?
Oh, hi, Mr. Rose. Yep, it's me. I'm about finished, though.
Nancy thought she saw you out here working on my car. I told her she must have been seeing things.
Oh, nope, she was right. Yeah, that ought to do it.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I promised I'd be here to help change your alternator today. And a promise is a promise, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Plus, I got all this free time since you fired me, so it'd be a shame to waste it. Could you hand me that wrench?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Wooten, are you aware that those pants are ripped?
Well, sure I'm aware of that, Mr. Rose. That's what makes them work pants. You have the keys?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, good. I'll be ready for you to fire it up in a minute. Can I have that rag?
Wooten, stop for a second. Huh? Listen to me. I'd like to explain.
Oh, you don't have to explain anything, Mr. Rose. You did what you had to do, and it's me who should be doing the explaining. I should have listened to you when you gave me all those warnings, and I should have been honest and confessed to you the real reason why I was always late.
The real reason?
Yep. I just like people. You can start her up now.
Yeah, you do like people.
Sure. Are you going to start the car?
Well, you know, Wooten, I've had a lot of complaints since I let you go.
Oh, boy, I'm sure sorry about that, Mr. Rose. But you tell me who's complaining, and I'll go and explain that it was all my fault.
Well, yeah, but that could take all day, because you see, every single person on your route has filed a complaint.
Huh?
Apparently, Mrs. Randolph mailed out a chain letter.
Oh, can I have the keys?
Yeah, here.
Thanks.
But what I'd like to do is offer you your old job back.
Hey, listen to that. She's back to running normal again.
Your old job on your own route? Are you interested?
Are you serious?
Of course I'm serious. What do you say?
Wow. I really do miss my route. Thanks, Mr. Rose.
Don't mention it.
Oh, I guess I'd better go break the news to Whit.
This is the second time in a week that Nick's made me late for something.
I'm sure he'll be here in a few minutes, Connie.
Yeah, well, this is getting ridiculous.
Hi, Alex. Hey, Cal. Hey, Connie.
Hi, Wooten.
Hi. I don't suppose you saw Nick on your way here, did you?
Oh, nope. I sure didn't.
Well, he's late again, and I have a meeting.
Well, I'd be happy to watch the shop for you.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm not getting you into trouble again.
Oh, it's no trouble at all, I promise. You see, my boss and I have come to an understanding.
An understanding?
Yep, so I can cover for you with no problemo. Now get on out of here, and don't worry about a thing.
But what if...
No buts about it. You grab your jacket, and I'll get the door.
All right, thanks, Wooten.
Hey, you're welcome. Now, shoo! Well, boys, guess who's in charge?
All right! Crank up the tunes?
You got it. Oh, trivia question. Which state is the highest consumer of ice cream?
Well, it'd have to be someplace hot, so I'll say Hawaii.
Nope.
Florida?
Nope again.
How about Texas?
Nope. Alaska.
Alaska?
Uh-huh. In fact, when I lived in Alaska, I ate ice cream almost every day.
You lived in Alaska?
Did you ever see a moose?
Oh, sure. And you know what we used to carry in our pockets to scare the moose away when we were walking in the snow?
What?
Bottle rockets. And I had to buy them by that case.
It's great to have you, Wooten. And I hope you get to fill in at Wit's End a lot more in the months to come. You know, there are many things in the world that people believe will make them happy, like fame, fortune, and popularity. But when the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Philippi, he told them that they were the source of his happiness. In Philippians 4, verse 1, he writes, "My brothers, you whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown, stand firm in the Lord." I think Wooten understands how Paul felt. His joy came from being with people. What a great privilege it is to be blessed with the joy of friends. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Welcoming Wooten was written by Tori Martin and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Jess Harnell, Brian Cummings, Travis Tedford, and Adam Pavlakovich. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer is Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.